You do not need to enter your student ID. This is just an information session. We're just asking you to keep yourselves on mute while we go through the information. We're going to be sharing a lot of information as we go along, and you can add questions in the chat, which we will get to. And we're going to start in just a minute or two here. We've got just a few more coming in. Again, we just want to make sure everyone keeps themselves on mute. So if you're not on mute, please go ahead and put yourselves on mute so we can limit all the background noise. And yes, this information will be, we will have this information available later as well. So all right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and get started. Hey, my name is Melissa McDonald. I am the director of the South Carolina Child Care Resource and Referral. We're here with Tamika Pauling. As you all know, she is part of the DSS team and working on the Building Blocks grants. Today, this session is about taxes as they relate to the stabilization grant. So related to the information or to the funding that you all have received. What we're gonna do today is we're gonna go through some of the information about taxes. We are very lucky today to have Cliff Adams with us of Adams Tax Service. What we're gonna do today is we're gonna let Cliff speak a little bit about the taxes, and then we're gonna take some of your questions. Just some housekeeping, we're keeping everybody on mute. So please do not interrupt and ask questions, add them to the chat, and we'll be filtering through and handling those questions as we go through the session today. This session is not a training, so you do not need to enter your information
too long
or into your student ID number.
I tell you what, I'm bad.
Thanks. We made the meeting.
Right now, just not letting me in.
Oh, we need to put our.
I'm gonna call you back.
Sorry about that. And so we're gonna.
I can't even hear.
Hold on 1 minute. We're gonna wait a few minutes. We have some more people coming in. We are going to be recording this session, so this session will be available later. And so what I'm going to do now is just introduce Cliff. Cliff has worked with the South Carolina Child Care Resource and Referral in the past years, helping present at various conferences and with family child care providers to help them understand taxes and where they can save money and how to utilize their funding and what they need to do and help them prepare for their taxes. He's here today just to kind of provide a brief overview and some suggestions, because I know that this has been a big part of the stabilization grants and understanding how there are tax implications with it. So he's just going to provide some of the information today. I guess where we start off, Cliff, is first things first is we do know that you need to pay taxes, that this is income is taxable information.
If you are normally having to pay taxes, yes, it is a taxable grant. But if you are a nonprofit or a church and you don't have to file a tax return, then it's not going to affect that.
So let's get into that a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about the different types of programs? So we have centers that are for profit. So they would need to be looking at this and the tax implications, correct?
Correct. When they receive the money, then it would be go into their taxable income just like the rest of their income coming in. Obviously, if they spend the money on material, equipment, payroll, whatever they can spend it on, then they'll get to write that off. So they can make it so that it doesn't affect it, because they can spend all the money and then it basically washes out. But I know that when we talked about, I might be jumping ahead a little bit, but we said some people may want to hold the money to say to next year to do a particular project. If you do that, if you don't spend the money in 2022 and you've received the money in 2022, you will get taxed on it. You'll still get the write-off next year when you spend the money, but you're going to get taxed on it this year. And so if you don't spend the money, your tax bill will go up.
And there's a lot of, and you talked a little bit about the 501c3s or the tax exempt, the faith-based. I know there's a lot of questions about that on, you know, if they need to pay the taxes or not. And that continues to be a question. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. Any nonprofit, a 501c3 or a which would include the church daycares, if you don't normally have to file a tax return, let me back up, friends. If you're a nonprofit, you may end up having to file. If you're not a church, you may end up having to file a 990, which is a nonprofit tax return. You still don't pay taxes. It would be reported. And the grant money would go in on that report, just so that, because if you are a 501c3, you're considered a charity, and people can deduct the money that they're giving you as a deduction. So it's public record on who gave you money. And so that money would be reported, but you will not pay taxes on it. So 501c3s, nonprofits, church-based, faith-based daycares, all of those, if you're ordinarily exempt from having to pay taxes, then you're still okay. You're still not going to pay any taxes on this. Nothing will change. You still may have to report it.
Great. And what about the implications for family child care providers? Because there, it's a little bit different. You know, since they may be the only one in the program, part of the grant, you were able to pay, you know, yourself a salary, you were able to, you know, pay your mortgage. What are the implications for family child care providers?
Okay. And since they would be on the taxable side, if they get the grant, it doesn't really matter what they spend it on, as long as it's a deductible business expense. You mentioned, you know, payroll. Well, if they pay themselves, if payroll is a deduction otherwise, then they'll get to deduct that. If they buy playground equipment, if they buy toys, if they, anything that they spend the money on that's directly related to the daycare, then they'll get to deduct that off. And they won't pay taxes on any money that they do, that they can spend. If they spend it every bit of it, they won't get taxed on any of it. So it's just a matter of keeping those. That's where record keeping is extremely important. If they hold on to the money, if they get grant and they spend half of it, then their tax bill will go up because half of it is still sitting there. And they could, that was, and if they are a sole proprietor, some of y'all, you know, you own the business. It's just you. It's under your Social Security number. It goes right on your personal tax return. You probably are not on payroll. You get to keep, and you pay taxes on whatever you get to keep that's left over. So you take in this much money, you spend this much money on the daycare, whatever is at the bottom line is supposedly what you got to put in your pocket, and you get to spend on your personal stuff. Your personal expenses. If this grant drives that up and you get to take more, then your tax bill on your personal tax return will go up. But again, if you if this gives you an opportunity to expand or do things in the daycare that you wouldn't have ordinarily been able to do, you couldn't have afforded, and then this allows you to do it, then the tax bill is only going to be there in case you don't spend it all.
Great. Tanisha, can you put up the next slide? So this slide, I'm just going to share this and we're going to have it up. This information, a lot of the information might be information that you have already in regards to the building blocks grants, which is the stable part of the stabilization grants that are coming out from the federal government. The resources at the top, though, we've listed Cliff's information up there. He has graciously stated to us that he would, if you have further questions once we get out of this session, he's left his information there as a resource. Also, Tom Copeland, which we've talked a lot about if you've been in some of our other virtual office hour sessions, has a lot of YouTube videos and information in regards to the implications of the stabilization grants, which is the building blocks grant, as far as taxes. We also have some of the other grant links there. On SC Childcare's website, including the virtual office hours, the frequently asked questions and some of the other pieces of information. Because I know there's some questions coming into the chat about reporting and what you can spend it on, and that's actually been covered in some of the other sessions. There is another reporting session tomorrow if you want to join that. And those other pieces of information can be found on the website. So I wanted to make sure that those links are up. One of the questions is, can you pay your taxes from the grant money?
That's a good question. And of course you can spend it on that. Now federal tax bill. So if you pay the IRS, money that's going to go into, if you're a sole proprietor, if you own your own business and you're paying in money to the IRS for your quarterly estimated taxes, what you're paying in is your Social Security. That's not deductible. And so, but you can pay it out of the grant. Absolutely. But you don't get to deduct it, which means that it's still going to show up looking like taxable income that you got. So that's a kind of a two-sided question. And I'm hoping it doesn't sound as confusing as I'm probably making it. You can pay anything that you want out of this. I think I saw a question pop up and I'm just going to go to it just to use it as an example. They said, can you pay your house off? Well, absolutely. You can use the money to pay your house off, your car off, whatever. Is it going to be deductible? It depends on whether it would have been deductible anyway. So the grant money really doesn't change the deductibility of something. It just allows you another way of paying it. So if you decide you want to pay your taxes out of it, great. If you pay your state taxes, the state taxes are usually a deduction on the federal. Federal, you don't get to deduct anywhere because usually you're paying it into your Social Security. People who work for another company really don't get to write off the money that they're paying into Social Security. But if you pay your house off, the daycare providers, home-based daycare providers, get to write off, a home office deduction, which is a whole nother section, a whole nother session that we could do. When you're doing home-based daycare, you're writing off a lot of your house. And so the fact that you're going to pay it off, it doesn't change that. You can certainly do that. You won't be able to write off that payment that you made to pay the house off per se, but you're already writing the house off anyway.
Great. Tamika, I just want to jump over to you. So you all know Tamika Pauling. She's the person over at DSS who's working on the stabilization grant. I'm sure many of you have spoken to. Tamika, do you want to cover some of the commonly asked questions you get in regards to taxes?
Yes. So good afternoon, everyone. So generally, most of the questions that I receive probably come from nonprofits, churches, 501c's, C3s. And generally, their question is, do I have to pay taxes? That's probably one of the I get that question the most. Do I have to pay taxes, even though this is a federal grant that is taxable? Do I have to pay taxes? I also get periodically the amount of taxes. How much am I, you know, required to pay in taxes for the grant? And I can throw out one in reference to documentation, tax documents. If I don't receive a tax document from DSS, from the agency itself, how do I go about reporting this on my taxes? So,
yeah. Okay. As far as going back to the easiest one, with the first one that you asked, the nonprofits, the 501c3s, the faith-based, it's not going to, even though it's a taxable federal grant, it's not taxable to them because they're exempt from taxes anyway. And so it may be reportable. In other words, again, some of the 501c3s have to file a tax return, but not to pay tax, just so that they report where the money came from and what they spent it on. So that the public can feel good about the charities that they can give money to. Now, as far as what percentage you would pay, obviously, if you're a nonprofit, the tax rate is zero. If you are a home-based daycare or a center, then that would depend on what your tax rate is on your regular tax return. I understand that some of these grants are pretty large, so it could drive you into a higher tax bracket. But again, it depends on if you spend the money. I will tell you, if you get $100,000 and you spend all $100,000, it's not going to affect you. You will pay zero. You're not going to pay anything. If you get $100,000 and you spend $80,000, but you're still got $20,000 sitting in your bank account, your pocket, whatever, you know, wherever it's at, that $20,000 might, you, if you're in the 15% tax bracket, then you're talking about $3,000 on that $20,000. It depends on your rate, because you could be in a 10% tax bracket. You could be in a 35% tax bracket. Some of the corporations could be in the 21% tax bracket. So that's an impossible question to really ask. But the grant money, you're only going to pay tax on the part that you get to keep in your hot little pocket. So if you spend it, it won't matter.
I just want to clarify too, because Cliff brought this up and said, you know, yeah, you could pay off your car. He was, I think, speaking in kind of general terms for family childcare, that probably is not going to apply if it's a center. Just so you know, Cliff, we've always kind of talked to everyone throughout this. If they're looking to use any of the funding for transportation or car, to get in touch with Tamika, because that's kind of a tricky area, depending on if you actually use your car or your van or whatever for services. So I'm just going to put that one out there. Okay. There's a lot of questions kind of regarding retirement funds for for-profits, for nonprofits. Can you provide any information on that? I know it's related to taxes, but I'm you know, thinking you might be a better source than us. Start
retirement. Well, that again, that could be an entire session on its own. But I will hit the high points. If you are a center, and let's just say somebody set up as a corporation, and you employ people, you can set up a retirement plan so that they can participate in it, and they could put money into it. And if the company puts money in, they get to deduct that. If the employee puts money in, they get to deduct that. But they're going to be on a W-2. Usually it's a little bit harder to talk about a sole proprietor, somebody who owns a daycare, it's an individual. And usually if you are going to do retirement, it's probably an IRA. And there are limits on how much money you can put into an IRA in a year. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck, sometimes that's hard to even put $6,000 a year into something. And so I'm going to draw it back to the grant. Could that money be used for that? Again, it certainly could. And that would be a deduction. If you put money into an IRA or any retirement plan, whether you're a company, you're an individual or whatever, that's going to be a deduction on your taxes. So that would be a way to do it. As long as, Tamika, that would be probably going back to you on if there are any restrictions or limitations on that. I really don't know, but, the retirement plans would be kind of dependent on what you already have set up, and could they be funded from the grant? Absolutely.
So there's questions because these are used, you receive money in 1 year, and I think you kind of covered it, but let's do it again because I think it's worth kind of going through again. You may get all of the taxes, say, in this year, in 2022, but you're not going to use them until maybe some of them, you'll use some of them this year and some of them next year.
Okay.
Can you kind of talk a little bit about how you would handle that, when you would pay taxes? Is it in the current year, or it's separated out when you actually use it, how that works?
Okay. So if you get like a, say you got a $50,000 grant and you spend $25,000 of it in 22, then you're going to still have $25,000 of it sitting in the bank account that you didn't spend. When everything is said and done on the tax return, you're going to pay tax on that $25,000. So whatever that tax bill comes out to, again, based on what your rate is. Let's say, though, you rock along into 23, you go into next year, and you don't have the grant anymore, but you still have the money, and you spend it. When you spend that money the next year, and let's say you spend all $25,000 that you had left over, you'll get a deduction for it. So you could actually go in the hole, you could go negative in the next year or offset more income that you had. So in other words, if you have to pay taxes on money that you got in 22, but you later on spend it, you're going to get a deduction. It's going to come out the same. The only way that, again, if it's hard to tell a group of people what their situation is going to be, because all of y'all situations probably are different. A lot of things are similar, but every situation is different on what your tax rate is, what your retirement options are, whether you are trying to pay for some stuff right now and you have no problem spending it, but you may have something that you're looking for in the future. And that's be one of the reasons why you'd say, I'm going to hold some of it till next year. If you get the money and it's taxable and you don't spend it, but you're holding it, you're going to pay tax on it when you file your 22 tax return, which will be 6 months from now.
So two questions, well, same question, but two different scenarios. One, if your family child care provider, and you've touched on this again, but again, I think it's worth repeating. If your family child care provider and you paid yourself a salary, which is the grant allows you to do, how do you show those taxes? And okay. Then the second part is if you're a center and you gave bonuses to your staff or you raised their salaries, the question is, are you paying the taxes or are the staff paying the taxes?
All right, I may get you to repeat that second half.
Okay.
Tell me that again.
So the question is, how do employees pay the taxes when they get an increase in salary a bonus?
I got it. Okay, so let's go back to the first part. So unless somebody's got a family daycare and they don't have payroll, they're basically just paying themselves, they are probably, to make sure that they don't owe taxes at the end of the year, they're making quarterly estimated tax payments. And so they would basically, hopefully they have somebody who can help them figure out how much of that income is going to be there. If they're not going to spend it all, they need somebody to help calculate, well, if I make an extra $10,000 this year, or I make an extra $30,000, you know, whatever it is, somebody can calculate, well, then your tax bill is going to go up by this much. Looking at your tax return from last year, you can figure that out. And so you'll just bump your estimated tax payments up between now and the end of the year. So you're going to pay it in on the grant the same way you would pay it in if the money happened to be from, families paying you. However your money would normally come in, just look at this grant as another paying customer, and the money's the same. It's just all, a big payday. But you only need to calculate how much more tax you're going to have to pay based on how much you're going to get that you're not going to spend in 22. And then if you are a center where people are employees and they're on payroll, it's a lot easier because basically that money can be paid through the payroll system. And if you're getting a bonus, however you do it, you can do it as bonuses, you can give them a raise, however you do it, it will bump the payroll taxes up. So those taxes will be automatically, you'll just take more taxes out and it'll get paid in pretty invisible to the employee. They might say, well, they said I was going to get a $5,000 bonus and I only got $3,000 of it. So, you may think that you're getting robbed because of the taxes, but basically the taxes will be paid. And at the end of the year, you're going to be okay.
So Cliff, then there's the question, can you use the grant, if you use the grant to help cover the payroll tax costs?
Yep. Because again, outside of a grant, outside of that, the payroll taxes are deductible to the company. So the fact that it's a deduction, the grant can be used to pay those payroll taxes, absolutely. And so that would be offset. So some of that, if you have an employee, some of the taxes are being withheld from that employee's taxes because that's the part that's going into their Social Security. The other part that the company's matching, absolutely. They can pay that. If they pay the taxes for the employee, I'm probably going to confuse everybody, but if the employer decides, I want to give you a bonus of $1,000 and I'm going to gross it back up so that you get $1,000 and I'll pay the taxes, that'll be the same. So basically the company, the business, can deduct all of that, including the $1,000 that they gave the employee. All payroll taxes, payroll that they pay in the employee, all of that's deducted. That's kind of the downside of being self-employed. If you own the company, it's the good part is it's all yours. If you have it, if it's in your pocket, then it's yours. The bad news is it's yours and you have to pay all the taxes on it. Nobody else can do it. So
double-edged sword.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and we know one of the questions in here, Tamika, that you could use the grant funding for accountant fees and those business costs. Correct. I can't remember which category that's under, right, Tamika? I see Tamika shaking.
I was trying to take myself off mute.
I was like, I see you shaking your head. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
You were asking which category for?
Yeah, I can't remember. It's under like the, but it is something that's an approved, that you can use the funding for, accountant, payroll, those kind of.
Yes. Yeah. All of that is listed under that personnel cost.
Okay.
And of course, if you're paying an accountant to get your taxes done for the business, that's a deduction. So obviously it could be paid for out of the grant too.
Cliff, do you have any tips for people? Because, some programs, maybe family child care, even some of the centers, they may have been able to do their taxes themselves in the past. And then suddenly, these grants came along and it's very complicated. Any tips for them on what to look for in maybe a tax service, or is it just getting an accountant, or should they be looking for, an agency more like yours, similar to yours that may work with small businesses?
That's a really good question. And of course, everybody's going to know that I'm going to be biased, but you really want to find somebody. I hope everybody in this group has somebody who is familiar with doing daycare tax returns, because it is different. That's my first thing. It has nothing to do with the fact that this grant's coming out. You should be comfortable that your tax preparer, whether it's yourself or whether it's a professional or whatever, is very familiar with the ins and outs of doing a home-based daycare or a regular center. A daycare center that's a corporation is no different than any other corporation. But a home-based daycare, family daycare, is much, much different. And so you got to know that they're comfortable with that. This grant really shouldn't complicate things that much more, except for making sure you're doing good record keeping. You know, if they're going to give you this free money, you don't want to have to pay taxes on any more of it than you have to. So if you're going to spend it, you're not getting to keep it. You're not getting to put it in into your pocket. Well, then you want to make sure you have good records. And so that's always important. As far as finding somebody, I'm going to lean toward people who are licensed, because we have to get continuing education. CPAs, tax attorneys, I'm an enrolled agent. A lot of people don't know what an enrolled agent is, but we're licensed by the IRS. If you ever have a problem with the IRS, those are the three people who can represent you in front of the IRS: CPAs, tax attorneys, or EAs. And it doesn't have to be one of those. There are some good preparers out there that have 30 years worth of experience that can do a good tax return, as long as they've studied and they know the ins and outs, and are not just trying to do the easy way out. Because doing a home-based daycare is not the easiest tax return out there to do correct.
Right. And again, you know, we have Cliff's information up. It's the resources that are listed there. It's his website as well as his phone number for his agency. You know, if you have specific questions, you can always reach out to them. He said he'd be, I don't know if he's willing, but he said he's willing to answer questions and, you know, get you in the right place. It's not, you know, just to kind of help you all out. The other thing is, again, the Tom Copeland videos, they are really helpful. They cover a lot of the information. There's a lot of questions in the chat about, you know, what you can purchase with a grant, and that's covered. We've covered that in other sessions. Those kind of questions, you can reach out to Tamika, but also please check out the frequently asked questions on the SC Childcare website, because there's a lot of information in there about that. But I just want to touch on, you know, kind of, we're talking about tax reporting, and then there's the grant reporting. There are requirements. And again, there's a session tomorrow. Tamika, is that up on the website? Do you know the session tomorrow?
Or no? So right now, the only document that's on the website is the guidance for the reporting.
Okay.
So the recording should be posted by the end of the week after we do this last session, along with the PowerPoint.
Oh, okay, great. So those will be on there, but there is reporting that is required for the grant. There's a portal very similar to what y'all use to apply that you'll need to go in and report. That is separate from tax reporting. So the tax reporting has to do complete with the taxes. The reporting for what you've spent the money on is going to Tamika and doesn't have to do with your taxes. And I just wanted to make sure that those are very different. So you may be reporting to Tamika that you've spent, you know, the funding on X, Y, and Z, but you may be reporting that differently than depending on what you spent it on in your taxes, if that makes sense. I hope I'm explaining that correctly. It's a confusing kind of.
And Melissa, that made me think of something, because Don't fall into the trap. I hadn't even thought about this because I knew that they were reporting things for the grant. But for instance, if you tell Tamika that you spent all of the money, you still better tell your tax person what you spent it on, because the fact that you spent it doesn't get it off your taxes until you actually get the deduction on the tax return. So you do need to do both.
It's confusing because there's a lot of, similar terms. So I just want to make sure people are clear. But again, if you have questions about what you can actually use the funding on, that's in the frequently asked questions. Tamika, do other tax questions that you...
Yes. So in reference to a 1099, if they do not receive one from the agency itself, how do they go about, I guess, reporting that income?
Okay. Basically the same way they would do, for instance, especially picking on a family daycare center. Obviously they write down when they get paid by a parent. If they get money from the food program, they may or may not get the 1099. So even if they don't get the 1099 showing the grant money, if they're going to spend it, they definitely want to report it on the tax return. So, what you don't want to, again, this is the official tax guy talking. Even if you didn't get a copy of the 1099, what you don't know is did the government get one, and they'll know that you got the money. So you don't want to not report it. So report the amount of money to your tax person and say, I got this much money in grant money. It is taxable. And whether you got the 1099 or not. Now, if the 1099 shows up and it was more than you got, you need to reconcile that. You need to get back with Tamika, I guess, and figure that out. The 1099 says that I got $60,000 and I really only got 50. That's a problem, because if you report 50 and the government sees that you got 60 on the 1099, then they're going to wonder where the rest of it went. So if you don't get one, no problem. Just report what you actually got. And if you do get one, report it. You're obviously going to write this stuff off. The worst situation to put yourself in is to, oh, I didn't get a 1099, so I'm not going to report the income, but I've written off all this stuff that I spent with it, I bought with it. So if you're writing off all those expenses without the income, you're probably going to, your tax return is going to look really, really weird, you might get checked, yeah. So with or without a 1099 report.
And Tamika, do we know if they're getting 1099s, or we don't know that?
I don't know. I know providers that participate with the ABC vouchers. They generally get 1099s, but I do not know if they'll receive one or not.
Sorry, I'm just kind of trying to go through. There's a question about, do daycares pay corporate taxes?
If the daycare is a corporation, yes. it depends on how your entity is set up, because you can be a sole proprietor and just own the business. You can be a partnership. You can be an LLC getting taxed as a corporation. So that's the thing is, I'm sure there's a mix of in this room of all kinds of different entities and how they're getting taxed. So if you are if you're filing a tax return as an S corporation, then an S corporation is called a pass-through entity and it doesn't pay any taxes. So if the S corporation makes $20,000 net, it takes in this much money, spends all this much money, and whatever's at the bottom, whatever your net profit is, it flows over to your personal tax return and you pay the taxes on it. So the corporation really wouldn't pay it. Now, a C corporation, and some of the big centers would be C corporations, they pay their own taxes. They do pay corporate taxes. So it kind of depends on if whoever asked that question, are you a corporation? I can tell you if you know, if I get a specific answer to what you are now, because the grant's not going to change there.
Okay. There is a question. I'm just going to read it because it might be helpful to others. Or if you can see the chat, it's for a sole proprietor, how does the business use deduction impact home daycares? If I spend $80,000 on house expenses, but only 25% is deductible for business expenses, I can only deduct $20,000 of those expenses, correct? Therefore, I would have a tax liability of the $60,000, even though I spent the $80,000.
Okay, and I see the question, and I'm glad. And I would be like you. I would got to read that. that person actually does understand the write off of the house. So going back using this, let me go back to that question. And say, can I pay my house off? Well, and my answer was yes. And if it's deductible, it will be. In this scenario, this example, then. If you're only writing off 25% of your house, then you're right. Then by paying the house off, you really only get a part of deduction, but you would have paid taxes on the other part anyway. So it's the grant money just gives you another way to pay this. So in words, if you were going to already spend it on the $80,000 of house expenses, and you're only going to get a 25% deduction, you're right. You can only deduct that $20,000 and the other $60,000. If you're doing this to your home, you've increased the value of your house. I know this is a little bit harder way to see this, but basically what you've done is you've taken a personal asset because only 25% of it's business. The 75% that's yours, you've increased that value by $60,000, hopefully. And so that's where you're getting the pay. So yeah, you would pay taxes on it because it would be like you had gone out, got a loan and did it. So you would, in talking to tax clients, so a lot of times when we're talking about taxes, nobody likes to pay taxes. But think about it this way. If somebody is willing to give me $20,000 as a gift, but I have to pay taxes on it, and let's say the taxes on it's $3,000, would I be stupid to say, I don't want the $20,000 because I'm going to have to pay taxes on it? So if you can get this $80,000 grant, spend it on your house, and you only get to write off $20,000, but you improved your house, and you have to pay the taxes on the other, that's an okay problem to have. But you do need to make sure that it doesn't catch you unaware at tax time where you're going, oh, I don't have the money to pay this. So if obviously you can take some of the money and pay the taxes like somebody mentioned before, but having to pay taxes, if you're doing everything right and you are keeping good records and you're still having to pay taxes, that's good. That's what you're in business for. You're making money. So the idea is you don't want to pay any more than you have to. Legally, you want to pay the least amount. This person who asked this question, you have a really good understanding of it because you're going to have a liability on the other money. If you spend $80,000 on the house itself and you only are using 25% of it for daycare.
Great. Thanks. And I realize now why I'm in the field I'm in, because it's a lot of information. It's not easy to understand. As we're kind of approaching kind of the end of the hour, Cliff, can you provide any sort of maybe just general guidance or suggestions to people on how they can plan, you know, they're getting this funding, maybe how to set a plan, even whether it's for this funding or just kind of in the future to kind of prepare and make sure that they're doing the right thing as far as getting the most out of their money you know, for their program?
I'm gonna go back to how do you pick a good tax person, accountant to help you with this. This will be a good test on whether you have one or not. So in preparation for next year, if you're going to get this money, the first thing that I would do, if I was any of y'all, would be schedule a meeting with your tax person and say, I'm going to get some extra money and I need to figure out where I'm going to, you know, how much it's going to affect my taxes. And you're going to have to make some assumptions. They're going to ask you, hopefully they're going to ask you some good questions, because they're going to need to know, well, how much of it are you going to be able to spend? And so you kind of, and you may want to get that person to run several scenarios. You say, well, what if I don't spend any of it? What's the worst thing that's going to happen? What if I spend it all? And that one's an easy one. Because if you spend it all, you really don't. Now, again, I guess I should back up on that, because the scenario would, if you spend it on the house, you might not have 100% deduction. So I would try to schedule a meeting and depending on how that meeting goes, you'll know whether you got somebody who understands your business, because they should be able to say, this is going to affect your tax return this much. This is going to affect your tax bill. And we need to bump your estimated tax payments up, or we need to bump your payroll up, whatever. And they should be able to give you advice on what to do so that you don't end up with a big surprise when tax season comes. I hope that all 250 people don't try to call my office in the next hour. If you're happy with the person you're using, or if you're doing your own taxes, I put my name and my email and my phone number out there, and I certainly don't mind. It may take me, depending on, again, how many people ask for help, I will give you my opinion of it and send you back to your person, in which I couldn't take 250 more people on anyway. So that was not my goal. I want y'all to at least know y'all are doing good, because you're asking hard questions. You're asking questions that you need to, and that's the best thing that you could do to get prepared, is to ask the questions and get an answer. If your person ghosts you, in which if you can't get in touch with your person in the middle of the year, and you can't schedule a meeting, I would say that's one warning sign. If they look at it going, well, I don't have any idea. If they don't have a W-2 or a 1099 in front of them and they can't figure that out, that's a warning sign. So, and like I say, I know it's dangerous for me to, usually when I'm doing classes, I might have 20 or 30 people in the class. So when I'm offering this, they think I'm crazy, because I'm telling y'all, here's my email address and there's 250 of y'all. So we'll see. Don't hate me if it takes me a second to get back in touch with you.
We have some people out there in the chat who are saying, please don't bombard him. So they're looking out for you. They're looking out
good,
for you.
Good, good, good.
So there is someone who did say, and I think I can answer this, will taxes will be paid on the South Carolina Stabilization Grant for this year only, right? And the answer to that is yes and maybe no. It depends on how you use the money. If you use it all in this year, fine. But if you're using it into next year, it could have tax implications for the next year, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Try not to, again, I sometimes I think by trying to answer a question thoroughly, I just make it confusing. But if you buy a piece of equipment, I'm trying to think of something that you would buy in the daycare, but that you would normally depreciate. And I'm trying to think of something. Let's go to the, where you buy a new playground equipment, and you have the option on whether or not, and you probably a lot of times depend on your tax person to tell you which way to go, but you can write it off over a period of years, or you can expense it out and just write it off all in 1 year. Obviously, if you get this grant money and you do something like that, you buy a $10,000, do a big project for your playground, then you'll want to write the whole thing off. You really want to carry it forward. But if you, you have some of those options. Some of y'all, it may be that you know you're preparing, you're planning some things that's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years where you say, my income is going to go up, and so I need some expenses down the road. And you may decide, I want to not write everything off and depreciate it over a number of years. So there are some things that a good tax planning session can help with. So it can, most of this is going to affect 22. It certainly could have affect 22 and 23. Beyond that, it really shouldn't be carrying on for years.
And then, there's a question about, rewarding staff. Part of the grant could be used for bonuses for, incentives for staff, higher salaries. That's still, regardless of what you do, it's going to be subject to taxes one way or another, correct?
Again, if you're paying your staff, the money that you pay the staff is deductible anyway. So right. If you do that, it's deductible to the company, and so the company won't pay taxes on the money that they spend. If you give an employee a bonus, that employee will end up paying a little more tax because they got more money. So some of it gets passed on, yes, but it depends on whether you're the owner or whether you're the employee or whether you are, part of the ownership of the corporation. So that can be different depending on where are we trying to save the taxes. If a center is getting the grant, then go back to a nonprofit or a 501c3 or a faith-based, they're not going to pay tax on any of it, but they can use some of that money to give bonuses to the staff if they have payroll, staff on payroll. When they do, those employees will pay higher taxes because they're going to get more money. Now, the company could say, the nonprofit could say, when you find out how much your tax bill went up, we'll give you the taxes. We'll pay the taxes for you. That also can be done. There's several different ways around it, but it's hard for me to say what's going to apply to a particular situation without looking at that particular situation. If somebody decides to pay bonuses to their staff, they get to write that off. And looking at it from the person who evidently is making those decisions to pay those bonuses, they're trying to save taxes for that entity. Again, if somebody wants to, if my employer wants to give me more money, I'm okay paying taxes on it. Give me $10,000, I'll pay the tax on it.
Right, exactly. There is a question: if you pay the taxes on all the money up front, does it matter which year you spend the money in?
Well, again, you'll only pay tax on what you didn't spend. So I saw that question pop up in the chat when it went through, but to address it, if you get $80,000 in grant and say it doesn't matter when you spend it, well, if you spend it, you're not going to pay tax on that part anyway. So if you spend all $80,000, it moots the question because you're not going to pay tax on any of it. If you don't spend any of it and you still got all $80,000 and you pay taxes on all of it, and then next year you spend all $80,000, then right, the taxes have already been paid on it. So that's why you get a deduction for the whole $80,000 the next year when you spend it. So you get a deduction. You don't pay taxes on it when you spend it. The fact that you've got the money. So the way the question was asked was, if you pay taxes on the whole thing, you really don't want to put the whole thing on your tax return if you spent some of the money. You want to count the deduction for what you spent. So it does matter when you spend the money.
I want to go back to someone's Alvonia. My takeaway is invest in the business and spend the grant funding on what you need, with the exception of major construction. Spend so we can write it off and it balances itself off. To me, I think that is kind of summing it up, correct, Cliff? Spend the money and, you know, then it balances itself off instead of keeping it, right?
Yeah. Again, because you only pay tax on the money that you didn't spend.
Right. So we're nearing the end here. Yes, I'm going to answer a couple of the questions. Yes, we will have a recording for this. There is another session on Thursday, so we will have one of the recordings that probably will not go up until next week. There's been a lot of questions, especially about transportation, what you can spend the money on. All those pieces of information on what you can spend the money on are on SC Childcare. It's listed out. If you have not been on, or if it's been a long time since you've gone through the frequently asked questions, please go back and review those. There's a lot of new information that's been updated in that based on, as we've kind of gone through this and gotten more clarity from the feds. If you have very specific questions on what you need to spend it on, or you've spent it, or you have a question about it, always reach out to Tamika. She's going to be going through this. Her information is up on the screen now. It's the SC Stabilization Grant at dss.sc.gov. You can always reach out to one of the quality coaches at our organization at the Child Care Resource and Referral if you need help in figuring out how to spend the funding or what to spend it on. And then remember that there's two kind of reporting going on. There's reporting for the grant, which that guide is up on the SC Child Care website on how to utilize the reporting portal. Like Tamika said, she's going to be adding a recording and the PowerPoint from our last session. If you weren't available to be on that session, it will be up on the website. We do have a session tomorrow, but it is full. And if we see that we may put another one out in the future. But again, a recorded session and that reporting information is going to be up on SC Childcare. I just want to thank Cliff today for providing us this information. You have all of the resources. I want to thank everybody for your time. And if you do have questions, feel free to reach out and we will get this information up both on SC Childcare and on the resource and referral website. With that, thank you. I hope you guys all enjoy your day. And please don't bombard Cliff straight away. There's a lot of you on today, but you can always reach out to him. So thanks, everybody.
Thank you.